today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. By Allah's name, we start this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about achieving piety in the month of Ramadan. I invite you to listen to this episode. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان Dear listener of IRIB English Radio, today is Wednesday, 25th of Ramadan, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of the month of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of March, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. So, as usual, we open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, for listening to a short verse, verse 2nd of chapter At-Talaq. We listen to this verse, then we come back to the studio, and we have a short explanation about it too.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ فَارِقُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ وَأَشْهِدُوا ذَوَيْ عَدْلٍ مِّنكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الشَّهَادَةَ لِلَّهِ ذَلِكُمْ يُوعَظُ بِهِ مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا
And when they have nearly fulfilled their term, either retain them according to reasonable terms, or part with them according to reasonable terms, and bring to witness two just men from among you, and establish the testimony for the acceptance of Allah. That is instructed to whoever should believe in Allah and the Last Day. And whoever fears Allah, He will make for him a way out.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse makes mention of putting one's trust in Allah Almighty, by which it is intended industrious Muslims are supposed to rely on Him and invoke Him for being delivered from entanglements. Allah is all aware of man's need and is most gracious and most compassionate toward him. Allah Almighty is omnipotent to remove all impediments. Man is supposed to turn away from expectations from creatures and turn toward Allah, the Almighty. Thus human acts aim at divine satisfaction. Thus man never sets his hopes on anything besides him. He may not entertain fear of anything besides Allah. He does not attach heart to anything besides Allah. This is the spirit of trust.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
So, piety and achieving it is the topic of this part. The aim of fasting is to achieve taqwa, Taqwa means piety, and hold back the selfish soul to discipline and control it. The Arabic word taqwa comes from the root, which means to take protection. Just as people protect themselves from rain or a scorching sun with an umbrella, taqwa is a shield for Muslims which protects them from evil and wrongdoing. Taqwa makes Muslims conscious of Allah's presence everywhere and every moment. In Islam, five times prayers strengthen individuals' relationship with Allah. Zakat strengthens human beings' relationships with each other. Hajj facilitates renewing faith.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about piety and righteousness. Piety and righteousness are fundamental concepts in Islam, emphasizing a deep connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and adherence to his commands. These virtues are not limited to rituals, but encompass a comprehensive approach to life, including beliefs, actions, and moral character. True piety begins with faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last day, and angels, and the angels, the book, and the prophets. This belief serves as the foundation for all righteous actions. Piety involves giving wealth to those in need, including relatives, orphans, the poor, travelers, and those who ask for help. This act of charity is considered a demonstration of one's faith and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Performing prayer and giving zakat or charity are essential components of piety. These acts help maintain a strong spiritual connection and ensure social justice by supporting the less fortunate. Religious individuals are those who fulfill their promises and remain patient in times of hardship and adversity. This patience is a sign of trust in Allah's wisdom and providence.
Fasting strengthens one's taqwa. Taqwa is like a brake in the car. It stops you from committing sins, like a car getting involved in an accident, due to its automatic mechanism. Fasting is an invisible act. According to Islam, only Allah and the person who is fasting know whether he or she is fasting or not. One may quietly eat or drink something and no one will notice and no one can find out. However, the fasting person has made this commitment for the sake of Allah, and he or she wants to guard the purity of his or her fast for the sake of Allah. Fasting thus teaches sincerity, and it helps a person learn to live by the principles of his or her faith, regardless whether others know or do not know. This is the very purpose and essence of piety. The world is full of temptations. It takes a lot of discipline to say no to something that is very tempting, but not good for us. During fasting, we learn how to say no to things that are otherwise permissible and good, but are forbidden during fasting. When one learns how to say no to that which is generally permissible, then one can easily control oneself to avoid that which is forbidden. This is the spirit of piety.
رمضان تجلى وابتسما طوبى للعبد إذا اغتنما فالخير وفير إن صرما ينجي المأثوم من النار. During Ramadan the shaitan is in chains and Allah's mercy for a month reigns. The doors of heaven are open wide, begging for mankind to enter and abide.
Now let's look at ways to obtain taqwa during this episode of today's special. People generally care for themselves and their families, but they often ignore the needs of others. Those who do not even feel the pain and suffering of those who are hungry, homeless, and living in poverty. Through fasting, we taste, to some extent, the pain and suffering of those who are poor and destitute. Fasting teaches empathy and sympathy, and it takes away some of our selfishness and self-centeredness. This is the spirit of taqwa.
Muslims are encouraged to help each other in righteousness and piety, fostering a community that supports moral growth and mutual assistance. Piety involves avoiding sinful behaviors and encouraging others to do the same. This includes refraining from actions that transgress Allah's limits and promoting virtuous lifestyle. So regular self-assessment is crucial for maintaining piety. Believers are encouraged to reflect on their actions, seek forgiveness for past mistakes, and strive for continuous improvement. Piety and righteousness in Islam are multifaceted concepts that encompass belief, action, and moral integrity. By adhering to these principles, believers can foster a deep connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, contribute positively to society, and achieve spiritual fulfillment. The teachings of the Quran and the guidance of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam provide a comprehensive framework for understanding and practicing these virtues.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special, which was about achieving taqwa or piety. That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. And it says goodbye to all of you. Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
أقبل تعال فالشوق طال والقلب سما نحو السما مترنما لا لا تنقضي أنت للروح دواء رمضان ليتك دوما